And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, monumental, most fascinating, massively mind-bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First, oh my, hold on to your, if you have a hat, hold on to it. Hold on to your hats. As we jump into chapter 38 of Job, despite everything that's been said thus far, brace yourself for the divine response. This is the one thing I'm telling you, this really just changes the game. As wise as we may think ourselves to be, having God converse with us is genuinely delightful, yet the manner in which he is about to address Job is undeniably more awe-inspiring. Keep in mind, God is speaking to Job from an extraordinary advantage because he's speaking to him out of a whirlwind. Oh, my. However, it doesn't end there. God proceeds just stating, I have questions for you now. You've questioned, spoken of, and even insulted me. It's my turn to respond. I'm uncertain if any person can endure direct inquiries about their lives from God, especially if God is meticulously dissecting it sin by sin. And thankfully, God will exhibit great mercy in this exchange, because if not, oh boy, oh boy. Finally, after a series of questions, God leaves Job awestruck with an inquiring, surpassing human capacity. This is the most important things that have ever taken place. Have you ever commanded the morning to appear or caused the dawn to rise? Essentially, God's asking whether Job has ever spoken to any element of the universe and witnessed respond to his voice. Has he ever commanded the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth to heed his call? If not, then the best course of action for Job and for many of us is to perhaps refrain from speaking.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, maybe a few too many of those, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. How much more? A lot. Hey, remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. Basically, it's two cans and a string. Just think of it that way. Here's what we're asking you. What do you think? You know, what you got going on? Cool. Let's talk about it. Maybe you've got something where you just feel the need. You want to pray about something. Let's do it. Maybe you got something you want to share, praise report. Let's do it. Share. It's a great opportunity to do that. Maybe you just want to call in and say hi. Call in. Say hi. You can say hi to Jim and Jacob. It's cool. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is simply this. If you want to reach out to us, you can do it. You don't have to. Nobody's going to force you to. You can email us, david@hemusincrease.org, david@hemusincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. Kind of fun. One of the things that we do. I try to get to every text as fast as I can. Sometimes it's a little more difficult. Nobody's doing it for me. I do it by myself. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Yeah, live during the show. 972-445-0770. I've had people call me up and say, you sound like a Muppet. Yeah. Still, you can call me. 972-445-0770. When you make that call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. talking to Jim and Jacob's like knowing your spiritual radio family has your back.
Nice yes, they family. Do. I'm yes. glad to be here, David. I'm Happy
glad,
Monday.
I'm glad that you're here, and I do want to say, because I know you're a Dallas fan, tough game. That is a tough game.
Oh, I'm not a Cowboys fan.
Or you're not a Cowboys fan.
No.
No. Or
no.
A Stars fan and a Mavericks.
I'm a Mavericks fan.
And a Star fan. So what's your football team preference?
The Saints.
Really?
Yes, okay. I'm a Saints fan.
I got to remember that. How'd they do yesterday?
They got the win against the Patriots.
Okay. That wasn't hard.
Yeah, right? So did the Cowboys last week.
Yeah, that was the week before. Yeah, it's not hard to do against the Patriots, right? Yikes,
right.
That's sad. I do want to point out, and to much of Sergio's approval, the Lions won again. So they're 4-1. They're leading their division. I just want you to know, if the Lions go to the playoffs, Jesus is coming back this year. No, I'm kidding. That's just funny to say, though.
What a moment it would be if the Lions won a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know, you know. I mean, after you go 0-16, it's like you'll take anything with one.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you feel. All right, so let's get back to this. I want to make sure everybody knows we're going to do our trivia question. And yes, it is okay to breathe, and it is okay to laugh. It is okay to pray and be concerned, and I want you guys, and I'm petitioning you, to pray for the peace of Israel, just exactly as Psalm 122, verse 6 says. Do exactly what the scripture says. And I'll just repeat this once, and I'm not going to repeat it again after this because I don't really need to. Whose fault is this whole thing? Mankind's. When we stuck our fist up to the face of God and said, we will not follow you, we allowed sin, death, disease, sickness, war, famine, and every other thing to enter into the system. That's why we are so thankful for the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And one thing we do know is God watches over his beloved. That is absolute fact-a-rooney. Fact-a-rooney is like a fact with a rooney added to it. All right, so let's do our trivia question. Here it is. Who was Jacob's brother? Was that Gad, Laban, or Esau? Who was Jacob's brother? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who was Jacob's bro? Who was Jacob's brother? That's the question, okay? Do you have people calling in, people responding all over the place? Again, you got to be quick on this sometimes. Who was Jacob's brother? Was it Gad, Laban, or Esau? You got to think that through. And do keep in mind, we are going to be teaching in Genesis. I just can't decide whether I'm going to wait till Job is done and then bring in Genesis, because Genesis is 50 chapters. It's a long book. And we've already done Job for 2 years, and we're just getting to the good stuff. So anyway, all I'm trying to say is just keep me in prayer so I can know what to do. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. I mean, it was kind of a tougher weekend, which I think most people can understand, but the Lord has really given me, a sense of comfort that not at any point is he anything but in control. And it's just like, okay, that's where you got to rest, because otherwise there's trouble everywhere, right? How are you feeling? I know you're making it, but are you feeling any better or pretty much the same?
Oh, pretty much the same, I guess.
Okay. Well, I still want to pray for you, but I want you to answer the trivia question first. You got to take care of that for me. And Gary, don't ever hesitate to call in because you don't want to be prayed for. If you don't want to be prayed, you can just say, have everybody pray for me. Okay, but otherwise, you know what I'm saying? Just give me that cue, but don't ever hesitate to call in, because I love it when you call in. All right.
Okay.
Whose brother was who's Jacob's brother? Was it Gad, Laban, or Esau?
It was Esau.
That is correct, Amanda! They're quite the pair. In fact, in my study for Genesis right now, I'm right at that section where they just where Esau and Jacob just buried their father. So it's like that's where I am in my studies in it, and so it's just like so fresh in my mind. It's amazing. But what a life Jacob lived. But man, did that guy have moments with the Lord where there were angels going up and down on the ladder, where the Lord was present? I'm just, could you just, I'd be like, okay, God is here. It's like, wow. I just love that stuff. Let me pray for you and ask the Lord to bless you, as well as the other people we have in our audience who have sickness and some disease going on. So let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. Lift up our precious brother, Gary. I ask you to, of course, bless him because he's a great brother in the Lord. He's consistent on this show. He prays for people consistently. He's always there trying to be a part of it. And I just ask you to bless him for that. It's a blessing for us. But, Lord, we ask you to go beyond that because we need your miraculous healing power to touch him. Because without that, it's not going to be the way we want it to be. So we need your power to physically touch him, the power of the Holy Spirit bringing healing into his body. And let him know it's your power. Lord, whatever faith we're lacking, have somebody pray along with us to help it rise up. And please, by your awesome power, heal our brother. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I prayed for all of you yesterday, and I'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you, bro. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, here we go. Now, we're going to do our DNA, and then we do this thing with Job. And the reason I'm more excited than you guys, I'm more excited to teach it than you guys are to listen to it. That's a nice way of me saying that, is because this is just phenomenal. This stuff is so far. It is. I just put myself there like a bird watching God and Job have this discussion going, oh, my goodness, could you just imagine? I'd be featherless. Do you like that? I'd be featherless. I'd be no feathers. I'd be like, okay. Maybe a rock would be a better thing to be, you know, because then it wouldn't. All right. DNA, this is what we function by on a regular everyday basis. Every day, no matter what's going on around you, this is the very thing you need to be operating in. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day, even in the midst of tragedy, national, international, personalized, state-wise, city-wise, every-wise, spend time with God. And I don't care what anybody ever says to me. Unfortunately, I have to repent of this. I'm just going to confess a sin. But I mock when people go, oh, prayer won't do anything. Oh, yeah, except for stop the universe, raise the dead, give sight to the blind, put you know, resources where there were no resources, and every other possible thing that can come up. So, yeah, okay, prayer helps. Okay, that's number one. Number two, N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his word. So if our DNA, what we're built of, D is draw closer to the Lord, and never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say, ever. Yeah, you probably don't understand everything. You don't have a perfect theology. Congratulations, you're a finite being about to become infinite. But until then, you acknowledge he's the Lord. He knows how to write a book. Thank you. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means OPM, other people matter, which means if we spend a little less time just focused on ourselves, if we just a little less and a little more time focusing on others, we find that it is not only a way to sow and to reap, it is also amazingly, scientifically, they find out that your endorphins get released when you care about others and take care of others. Really? You think that's an accident? Anyway, here's the bottom line. Care for, love on, watch over, pray for, think about, burden with, share and rejoice with others, and your life will be richer because of that. I mean, that's just cool. That's our DNA. All right. I can't wait. We've got to do this. This is so good. Job chapter 38, verse 1. I could just do the whole thing for this one verse. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind. All right, I've had the Lord speak to me in primarily through his word on a regular basis. I've had a couple of other experiences where the Lord, I believe, has breached through my conscious brain and kind of indicated his thoughts in a matter. Okay, I've had that happen. I've had the Lord speak to me through circumstance. I've had people reach out to me and say, the Lord put this on my heart to share with you. It was exactly what I was waiting to hear about, and they didn't even know. I've had all that stuff happen. I've never had God speak to me from a whirlwind. Okay. Now, I'm going to say this one thing. I don't think I've shared. Maybe I shared it one time. So I was in Prescott, Arizona, and there was this mountain that went up kind of high, and I was going up the mountain by myself praying on the road, right? This really happened. And as I'm getting higher and higher, because it's a pretty ascending mountain, it's got a path to it, there was kind of a heat storm and how you have the heat lightning and things start going like that. And then all of a sudden there was this little, and I'm going up. And as I was getting higher and higher, that noise was getting louder and louder. And then I stopped and I said, okay, if you want to speak to me anymore, you can do it as I'm heading down. Because I had reached my plateau of my nerves and thought, bad, I'm going down this way. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that's not even a whirlwind. That's just going up to the mountain and having things lightning and thunder. Okay, that was enough. This guy is hearing the voice of God from a whirlwind. I just want to say, if the Lord ever speaks to you from a whirlwind, here's the biggest piece of advice. Shut up and listen. Okay. David, that's so rude. Don't trust me. You will thank me if you just shut up and listen. Okay? We'll take our break, and then we'll come back and get into it. You are listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the True Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus, and as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Got another trivia question. I've got another trivia question for you. Get ready. Here we go. Who was resurrected by Peter? Was it James, Mary, or Tabitha? Who was resurrected by Peter? Was it James, Mary, or Tabitha? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we do have somebody calling in, but before we get to them, just want to point out to you, you can still text when somebody's calling in, okay? You can still text, and even when they're you can text, okay, nothing bad about that. If you think you know who was resurrected by Peter, was it James, was it Mary, or was it Tabitha? And then you can text in 214-210-8483 or still send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's go ahead and send the person through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother.
Hello, little brother. How are you?
Hey, good. Very good, actually.
Okay.
Very sad and emotional, but I'm okay.
Okay. Did you hear that beginning of the show, how we talked about it? Did you get a chance to hear that?
No.
Okay, yeah, okay. Got to hear that. So I need you to make me a promise you'll go back and listen to that, okay? You have to listen to the podcast.
I can't promise. I don't know if I'm going to have a time or not.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're making me cry. Okay, yeah. All right. All right, well, try. Okay, promise to try. How's that? That's a good one. All right, who was resurrected by Peter? Was it
Dorcas,
James, Mary, or Tabitha?
Tabitha.
That is correct, the window! That is exactly right. It was Tabitha. It wasn't James, obviously. It wasn't Mary, obviously. And I had another one in there for James, John, or Tabitha. I thought, I'll just go with Mary. That just seemed kind of weird. So we'll just go with that. Tabitha is correct. And we know that we're all praying for the peace of Israel, Psalm 122, verse 6. And just to help you out, I did tell everybody whose fault it was, mankind's, for being rebellious against God and allowing disease, death, and war to enter the world because of sin. Just so you can know. Okay?
Yeah, well, that's why my heart has been very heavy and I'm sad.
Yes. And you need to take that and use that emotion as a pursuit, praying for the peace of Israel, because none of it's good. Nobody likes it. Nobody should like it. But what we know to do is what? We keep going forward until we hear the trumpet blow. That's what we do, because we have a kingdom to help advance, right?
Yes.
All right. How's the praying going for everybody? You doing that? Still going?
Oh, yes.
Good job, bro.
I'm praying without ceasing every single day.
Good, but that's good. Good work. Good work.
Yes.
Oh, I pray the Lord bless you on a regular basis. So it's always good to hear from you.
Yes, that's for sure. All right. Well, thank you, David. Right. And encourage our audience to keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem and
Amen.
Israel and for the Jews. And may the Lord of heaven will cover them and protect them and give them His covering.
Amen. And
Amen.
For all the missionaries that are out there, people don't even know about. There's tons of missionaries.
Yeah,
they need divine protection. Yes.
They are, with the mission organization.
Got to be praying for those people. Amen, bro.
Yes. All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. We get into the text now. I've waited a year and a half to get to this. You're thinking you did? Yeah. No, I know you think I'm kidding. Nope. You're wrong. I'm not really a patient guy. I might be a doctor. I have no patience. We've already talked about that. This is just lights out the greatest stuff in the book, okay? Job 38, verse 2, and we're going to do verse 2, 3, and 4. And I'm not going to go overboard on it because I've been setting it up, but just listen. Just listen, okay? After God answers Job for the whirlwind, it says this in verse 2. Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? brace yourself because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Now, to me, as a Christian, as a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, as some say completed Jew, that's fine, born and raised Jewish, I'm more committed to my Jewish commitment to God, my Jewish faith than ever, not the tradition, but the biblical point of it. Here's the question that God asks Job. I just want you to imagine you're there and you're having a conversation with God and you're just like, I don't understand why this is going on. I don't like this. I know you're speaking from a whirlwind right now. And here's what God says. Ready? This is one line. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Now, you know what the answer to that is? You and I were nowhere. Okay, we weren't a glint in our mother or father's eyes or our grandparents' eyes. Where were you when I laid the, where exactly were you when I put this whole universe thing together? You weren't there, right? Nope, I wasn't there. Seems to me like you should be careful talking to me then. It just is so powerful. It's just like, then he says this, tell me if you know so much. Like, he just shuts him down. He goes, do you know how its dimensions were determined? And who did the surveying? What supports its foundation? And who laid the cornerstone? As the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy. I don't care who you are, if the Lord speaks that to you, and I defy any atheist anywhere to tell me this is incorrect anytime. If indeed God did speak and say, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? There is just no response. Nothing. And sometimes when we complain, we need to put ourselves back into this situation where Job is and reconsider the level that we are throwing at God and that he's looking back at us and he's like going, okay, who's this that's questioning me with such ignorance? Brace yourself. I got some questions for you, pal. First of all, I would never want God to say to me, I got questions for you. Okay, because no matter what the answers are, I'm in trouble. I mean, it's over. It's gone. It's not going to go good, right? Then he starts to go into the specifics, but I just think I can't get past this verse 4. I can't. It's just like, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. All of a sudden, all of our brilliance is gone. The scripture says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29, no flesh will glory in his presence. There's nobody that is going to say anything to God, especially, you know, these people, this is what I'm going to say to God. This is what I'm going to say to God. On judgment day, you will say nothing. Christians who get in, right, generally, through the blood of Jesus Christ, names written in the book of life, will be probably, I don't know, if we're crying, weeping, whatever. I just don't think a lot of people are saying a lot. There's not a lot of speech going on. Because once the Lord lays it down, it's over. And so he's just like, where were you? It's like, well, Lord, I think the way you're doing this could be, where were you when I laid the foundation? Lord, I think this person is, where were you when I laid the foundation? Lord, I don't understand why you did. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Why is the country going through such a mess? Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Why would anybody be allowed to attack Israel? Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Nowhere? Then, okay. It's like, oh. Tell me, God says, if you know so much. See that? They're in life. You know, all that pride and stuff. Tell me if you know so much. And then he gives them 4 points. You know the dimensions, how they were determined. How was the surveying done? What supports it all? Who laid the cornerstone as the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? You got nothing to say? That's probably wise. Where were you when I laid the foundation? Next time you come in prayer and you have something and you can feel that irkiness in you, because I feel it too, so don't get weird on me, and you just want to say, what about this, and what about this, and how about this, and what about this, and what about this, and what about this, just remember Job 38, verse 4. Where were you when I laid the foundation? Let that be the first challenge to the irkiness, okay? All right. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the True Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has three stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay... He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Are we going to rename the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They are not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.
Amazing grace. How sweet.
Oh, welcome back. The David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Let's see if you guys can get this one. This is a good one. I'm going to stick on the resurrection theme. The daughter of who did Jesus resurrect? So whose daughter was this that Jesus resurrected? This is in Mark chapter 5. Was it Jairus, Martha, or Zechariah's daughter that Jesus resurrected? Jairus, Martha, or Zechariah's daughter that Jesus resurrected? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website in lieu of that. Look, our finances are okay. They need to be better than okay. I'm just telling you right now. So if you can contribute, do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. And it's not a guilt. If I wanted to guilt you, I'd be telling everybody to bring me food on an everyday basis. I'm not doing that. Here's what I'm saying. If you can give, great. If you can't, pray for us. Ask the Lord to help. But if you can give, you don't get anything special. You don't get a donut. You don't get a Ferrari. You don't get anything. You simply get a tax-deductible receipt at the end of the year because we're a nonprofit organization. That's all you're getting. That's all I'm offering. That, and you're helping advance the kingdom of God, and we appreciate that. So please, if you decide to, and even if you don't decide to give, you can still check stuff out on the site. But we're asking you to do it all together. Please check it out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yes, that has nothing to do with anything.
What in the world was that?
That's Tarzan. That was a Tarzan yell, like, oh! Okay.
It sounded like a screaming animal.
Poor Jim and Jacob is like, what is that? I don't get it. It's like, yeah, you know what? Now that I hear it many, many years later, what was wrong with us? Anyway, we'll just move on. The trivia question is... the daughter of whom? Jesus resurrected the daughter of somebody. Who was that? Was it Jairus, Martha, or Zechariah? If you think you know, then you can call 972-445-0770. Okay? That's not a hard number. You can do that. 972-445-0770. You also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email to David at HeMustIncrease.org. So I've got more of this teaching to do. We do have somebody who's calling in. They may be calling for the trivia question. If they are, we're going to give them a chance to answer that. Then we'll probably go into the teaching, and then I'm going to have to decide between history and jokes. Just so you can know, it doesn't bother me other than I miss doing the jokes sometimes because that's how my mind thinks. Somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Da, da, da. This is Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Something
how are you?
Something is blowing.
How are you?
Doing just fine here. Just enjoying this nice weather that's been seeping through our area here.
You know, you don't like schwitzing every 3 seconds when it's 107?
Well, Lisa and I were out walking listening to you as we're going around the block, and we just got back. So,
how's she doing? How is she doing with her with the walking and everything? How is she doing? Because of her leg,
she's going back to work now. So,
yeah.
I do want to thank everybody for their prayers for her and for me. My shoulder is healing. I'm not allowed to go back to work yet, but it's doing what it's supposed to do as far as the timetable is. It's healing like it's supposed to.
Okay, that's good though. That's good.
But there's so many directions that things can go, and the prayers are keeping everything on track, just like they do in our lives. You know, falling off the left, falling off the right, and you pray and you get back in the center.
Right, exactly. So, it's exactly right. Exactly what it is. It's like you can easily go to the left or the right tip on either side. You know what? God is top center. Stay focused. Stay in the middle. That's exactly right. So, excellent job, by the way. All right, you ready for the triv?
Yes, sir. Okay. Hey, by the way, this is your twin Gentile brother. Since Sam took your little brother, I'll be your twin
Gentile brother. Okay, I'll take it. So this you could say it's your twin Gentile brother. That's great.
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant. All right, here we go. Whose daughter did Jesus resurrect? Is it Jairus, Martha, or Zechariah?
That'd be Jairus.
That is correct, Melinda, sir! 100% right, Aroni. That is exactly it. It was him. And what a great, that's just one of the great, great, great stories, I think, in Scripture. But, you know, I love it in the different elements, the different Gospels. But great job. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably knew that right away, right?
I have trouble with names, and I want to call him Jarvis or Jarvis or, you know, all that stuff. So when you said the name, I obviously I knew it then.
Wait, I like that. I wanted to call him Jarvis, you know, like the old search engine. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jeeves. Oh, Jeeves.
Remember that Jeeves, right? It's like, oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
Hey, David, I'm praying for you, the ministry, and for Israel, and I just heavy hearts today, but also there's joy in our hearts because the Lord is with us. So,
yes, exactly.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
All right, thank you. God bless you.
And God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression. I think most of you guys know. Look, I'm not happy about it all, okay, just like talking about the Israel thing. But I'm not going to let Satan put me in such a cloud that we don't do what we're supposed to do. That's just not the way to do it, right? The answer is not to curl up like a ball and do nothing. The answer is to move forward in the kingdom of God. So because of our time, I'm going to go ahead and hit up on some of this teaching. Then we'll break. Then we'll come back. And then we'll probably do history or something along those lines. Okay? I'm just telling Jacob kind of what's going on. This kind of keeps him posted. What's going on? All right. Go back to the text, which if you guys listened and you heard any of it, if you didn't hear it, I almost petitioned you myself to go back and listen or at least look at Job chapter 38, verse 4, and really, really sink yourself into it because of how powerful that is. This is what it says. Well, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. And then I love the way he takes it to the next level. Do you know how its dimensions were determined? And how would the surveying go? What supports its foundation? And who laid its cornerstone as the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? So you don't even realize that when God created the earth and did this, apparently angels were like going, woohoo! Right? That's just another little theology piece, right? Verse, and they go to the next portion. So you have verse 8, who defined the boundaries of the sea as it bursts from the womb? And as I clothed it with the clouds and thick darkness, for I locked it behind barred gates, limiting its shores. I said, thus far and no farther will you come. Here you proud waves must stop. So what people don't realize is you can come up with all your scientific answers, and I have no disrespect for that whatsoever, but the waves go as far as the waves go because God said that's how far you'll go. Now, we can analyze that and break that down into components. And there's nothing wrong with it. By the way, I don't think there's anything wrong with that I'm aware of. As long as you know where the source power comes from, it's fine. But it's God who said, you'll be here. And I know, oh, well, the tectonic plates and this and that. Yeah. You weren't there. You're guessing just like everybody else was guessing. God is telling you exactly what happened. He said, you can go this far, no farther. Well, you're trying to tell me he has the command of the ability to speak the universe into existence? Yes. And if he can speak the universe into existence, he can do some polishing on the planet that he put man on. Did you ever think about that? The Earth and everything that we talk about, of all the planets that we see and understand, or this could sustain life, or this might be able to sustain life, there might be a drop of water that can exist there. The Earth is the only planet that's polished by God. Polished. Yeah, like Lord shine that up. Look how nice that looks. See, we don't think in those terms because, well, either we're scientific or we don't do a lot of thinking. Somewhere around there. So here's what I'm trying to say. The Lord is telling Job in the nicest way. And I do want to say this because I think it's important to note. God could have picked Job apart from his moment of first consciousness in the womb of his mom, all the way to that moment, and picked every single thought, feeling, action that was contrary to God and held him accountable for that. But instead, God was merciful. You think, why was he merciful? Because he didn't rip Job to shreds. He just he simply put him in his place. Because the creation does not call the creator to accountability. Did you hear that? The creation does not call the creator to accountability. Get that? All right. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For this is the kind of high priest we need. Holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day, as high priests do, first for their own sins and then those of the people. He did this once for all when he offered himself. Now watch this. Oh boy, this is so unbelievable. Jesus is a unique kind of priest. He is your high priest. He is so unique. And you think, why? What is it that makes Jesus unique? And you already know, well, it's because he's, you know, born from the Holy Spirit and he's born from Mary. So he's fully man, fully God. And it's like, okay, I get that part. But there's something else that we miss quite often. And that is Jesus is undefiled, separated from sinners. And verse 27 says he doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day like the high priests do, first for their own sins. So let me explain this to you. When priests or petitioners or people are praying on your behalf, every human being has to deal with their own set of sins. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest of Israel. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest 1 year, 20 years later, 40 years later. There is something that takes place. It's the same dynamic that takes place when you spend time with the Lord and you come before the Lord and you thank him and you recognize the grace of God enables you to stand, because apart from that, the grace, apart from the mercy, apart from the love that comes from the Lord and the redeeming work from Jesus Christ that you receive by faith that he gives by grace, apart from that, you're a mess. And so when you come before the Lord, you're like, Lord, you know, please forgive me. Please don't be mad. Please, you know, don't chasten me. David said it great. Don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. I don't want to get you irritated. Nah, 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 nah. You see, when Jesus comes and petitions for us, he doesn't have to go through that. He doesn't have to be centered on himself to be forgiven, because there's nothing for him to be forgiven. He's sinless. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices for what he's done or for any of the lacking that he would have if he was a regular human priest. So when Jesus comes on our behalf, there's nothing. Get this. Here it is. There's nothing distracting him in his life. He is only focused on our well-being.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for our last trivia question. Going to go a little different in this one, but it shouldn't be that hard. According to Jude, and this is the letter Jude, which is before the book of Revelation, according to Jude, so you're looking at the very, very beginning of it, who is his brother that he wrote? According to Jude, who is Jude's brother? Okay, that's the question. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You know, so text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who, according to Jude, last letter before the book of Revelation, according to Jude, who is his brother? There you go. If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. Like I said, 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Let's do history.
Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is several interesting days. first of all, it's National Family Bowling Day.
Different. I like that one.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you know.
Do you enjoy bowling?
I do. I used to bowl pretty decent when I took my kids when they were younger. I loved that they had the bumpers that they put in there back in the way day before they had them electronic. They had like these foam ones they put in there for kids. And that was great because then I could bowl like throwing the ball in between my legs backwards, and it would still go down there and hit some pins. So I thought that was fun.
I remember one time I bowled like a 200, and it was like a one-time thing. I bowled like a 200. I thought I was just the best thing ever. And then I played another game and barely hit 100. So I was like, okay. I was like, that was just a fluke.
That's pretty good though. That 200, that's a good score.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know.
Good.
I don't know what was going on. I was throwing it. It was going right down the middle.
You were in the zone. Good job. Today is also National Chess Day. So is that something you like? You like chess or more on computer than on real life?
Yeah, not good at chess.
Okay, got it. Today is Moldy Cheese Day. I don't know. I don't know what these. I get these.
So things. Everyone, eat your moldy cheese today.
Okay. It's World Postcard Day. It used to be fun sending postcards back in the day. Now it's not. That doesn't exist hardly at all. Anyway, today is also the day in 1992 where a meteorite landed in a residential driveway, destroying a family's car. Isn't that weird? Like, what happened to my car?
Yeah, just imagine you're like sitting in your living room, and then you. You hear the crash, you're like, what? And then you go outside and your car is just destroyed by a meteor.
Wow. Although I would think, and I'm sure that this would not be true, but I would still think you'd have the right to get the whatever's left over of that meteor since it hit your property, and then before they take it away from you and then try and sell that to recover the car cost. That's what I would do.
Right.
See, I'm already thinking how to do that. All right, trivia question that runs back to the teaching. Here it is. According to Jude, so Jude, last epistle, or last letter before the book of Revelation, according to that author, you're looking at verse 1 primarily of Jude. So Jude, verse 1, who is his brother? Who is his brother? 972-445-0770. Also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Back to the text we go, as we love to do so. We are at verse 12 of Job 38. So what's going to happen with Job, just to tell everybody, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 more teachings, and that's why I can't decide whether I should just fill that with Genesis or whatever the case may be. So I might do that. We'll see what happens. But let's just go to verse 12 and 38 right now of Job. Have you ever – this is God talking to Job. So if you could – without being weird about it, just think of yourself standing next to Job, or maybe even being Elihu. And here's God; he's talking out of a whirlwind. He's already dropped, you know. Okay, who's talking about me? Who's talking about me? Then he drops the "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?" Then he starts going into the different elements. Verse 12, he picks it back up because why? He's not done. Just to be honest, he's not going to be done for the rest of the chapter. Verse 12, have you ever commanded the morning to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east? Now, I know, it's because we rotate around the sun and because of this. And I don't disagree with any of that. But it was God who spoke the universe into existence and its rotations. And if God decided one day that there will not be a rotation and there will not be a sunrise, hey, guess what? There won't be a rotation and there won't be a sunrise. If God decided to command the morning not to appear. So some people have taken this text and say, so he has to command it every day. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that's how I would say it. I think I would say God commanded the sun to appear on a regular interval and has not told it to stop since, so it just keeps doing it. That's the other part I would think. But he's just saying, hey, did you ever make the sun come up?
Did you ever get any of that stuff going? Now, Job's got no answers for this. Verse 13, have you ever told the daylight to spread to the ends of the earth, to bring an end to the night's wickedness? For the features of the earth take shape as the light approaches, and the dawn is robed in red. The light disturbs the haunts of the wicked, and it stops the arm that is raised in violence. Light, the spreading of light, is like a disinfectant. You're having all the problems with, you know, all the people arguing about COVID and all that stuff. Sunlight is a disinfectant for a ton of things. That's not even weird. That's normal. That's in the New England Medicine Journal of Medicine. That's not my. I'm not a doctor. But what God is dropping in on Job that's unescapable is these are the base things, Job. And you're trying to talk to me about the intricacies of your personal life. It's a nice way, I think, and this is just my take, so please understand it that way. It's a nice way for God to say, I'm involved in the most complex elements in the universe, and you being frustrated isn't one of them. I think it's the Lord telling Job just exactly this. He could have destroyed him. He could have done anything. He could have blasted him to the, you know, he's just putting him in his place. Look, bud, I've been doing all this stuff. You're not even at this level. You should be really careful when you talk. And that's what he does. And the only reason we're going to stretch this out is because of some of the other things that God says are just so amazing. But there are things that you and I should remember, because I don't understand the plan of God. I don't always like what I see. To say otherwise is to lie. But I also know I'm not smart enough to tell God you're doing it wrong. I can be honest and say, I don't know what you're doing. I can also be honest and say, I don't always like what you're doing. But I can also be truthful with myself and say, but if I trust you, then I'll hold that your quality is better than my evaluation. And I can hold on to that. Ironically, it was Job who said earlier, about 30 chapters earlier, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. And yet we say that and we mean that, but it doesn't last. That's what we need. We need it to last past this trial and through the rest of them. If that makes sense. Okay. All right, don't forget to pray for the peace of Israel. It's the fourth time I've told you that during this show. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope it was a blessing for you. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Just as
I am, reach down. The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.